Hi, I'm Jameson.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Talon, and this is Crack the Case.
Jesus Christ.
The case. On a southern plantation in the year 1840, an engagement party was in process for Charity Merriweather and Dr. Ambrose Washburn. And they're receiving lunch.
What is Spanish?
Yeah, what?
How do you say Ambrose?
Ambrose.
How do you not? I like saying it like that. Fuck y'all.
I can't concentrate. Start over.
Oh my Ambrose. God.
I'm going to say it the same way.
Now I'll be.
Okay. On a southern plantation in the year 1840, an engagement party was in process for Charity Merriweather and Dr. Ambrose Washburn. In the receiving line, ravishing Jasmine McDrew suddenly said, ouch, crumbled to the floor and dropped dead moments later. The mystery, what happened to Jasmine and why?
All right, is there jealousy involved?
Yes.
Poison.
Was Jasmine banging Ambrose?
No.
Was she banging the other chick?
Did you guys hear my question? Because she said yes to me, too.
I don't think there were lesbians in 1840. Just poisoned? Kidding. There were, but yes.
Why did she say ouch for being poisoned? Oh, was she pricked?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck y'all. And she pricked with a dick.
She was not pricked with a dick, that's for sure. She is, in fact, gay. No, I'm just kidding.
In 1840.
I mean, they had to have lesbians back then. They were
sure,
just,
but nobody told anybody.
They were just different.
Didn't talk about it.
Yeah. All right,
we do that today. It's fine.
She was pricked by something that had poison.
Yes.
And this is while she was in the receiving line. Like, was she going through the line to say, congratulations?
I thought the receiving line was like, do you have food?
That's what I was thinking too.
No, like you
like you're receiving food.
Like you receive your guests. Like,
yeah, but why would she be?
You go through and
she's
greet everybody.
Yeah, you
people
greet.
Who are engaged are standing there, and everybody walks through.
That's fucking dumb. I wouldn't call it a receiving line.
Also,
who the fuck does that?
They give you fucking money.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Right. That's why it's receiving.
So I got to marry some Italian bitch. Good to know.
That's where they give you the gifts. That's why it's a receiving line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you something more, right?
So was there somebody else? Was there somebody else there that?
There were a lot of people, I'm sure.
There was a lot of people there.
Well, I know, but like.
Was it one of the two in the couple? Ambrose
that had it out for?
Miss Merriweather, whatever it is.
Charity?
Charity. Was it Charity that pricked her?
Because it was over jealousy, right?
Thing she was up there. There's
well,
no receiving
well,
line.
If you're in the receiving line, people come to you. You can like hug them and prick them.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be really obvious. No, it wasn't Charity that pricked her.
Was it?
Did Ambrose? Charity have somebody no. prick her?
Yes.
Can we stop saying prick her?
That's what you do. What would you rather, peg her?
So was Jasmine fucking around with the man Ambrose? Did we decide that? Did we get that? Right?
I'm gonna say no.
No.
Yeah, because
so
I thought you asked already.
Did Charity have somebody do it?
Yes.
Did Charity think that Ambrose was fucking her?
Yeah.
Like, did she just think and then it wasn't actually true?
Was Jasmine is super hot and...
She was attractive.
Charity didn't like it?
Yes.
Charity wanted to be the hottest one at the ball?
No.
Was Jasmine... Ambrose's ex or something.
No.
Was Ambrose liking her pictures on Instagram?
Yes. In 1840, he said, double tap. Give
yeah.
Heart, baby.
Is there somebody else? Okay, well, somebody else is involved in terms of the person that pricked her.
Okay, like, say again, like, the things you were saying about...
Like, why
Jasmine
she did it.
And him.
Ambrose.
Yes.
All right.
Were they... Past loves?
No.
Unrelated?
No.
Oh,
well, she doesn't like her new sister a lot of beat.
So, bitch, bye. <Yeah. laughs>
Was she attracted to him?
Yes.
And was he attracted to her or interested?
I guess.
Did they work together?
No.
And they were roommates.
Were they previously engaged?
And they were roommates. No, they're not exes. No, it's just
they
like
were never
mom.
In
we're
a... Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Never been in a relationship.
Back in 1840, you didn't have to be in a relationship.
Yeah, but back in 1840, you weren't dating other people. It was like, you're courting this person
oh,
and that's that.
Your period? Okay, you're getting married to this guy.
Literally.
Yeah.
You're 12? I'm going to sell you my child. You're welcome.
All right, so... There was some sort of competition there.
Yeah.
And what's her face just picked up on it, I guess.
What happened to her and why?
What happened and why?
Well, she got pricked with poison. Is that
yes.
what happened?
But you have to know how it happened.
Oh, how it happened. So the person that pricked her, was it somebody that was related to Charity?
No.
Was it somebody that was just friends with Charity?
Hired.
Hired. I guess.
Were they somebody that was invited to the party, though?
Like, initially?
Or were they, like, a servant? Or?
They were a servant.
A servant.
Yeah.
Well. So we know the how. That's it, right?
No, but you don't know how they did it. You have to know how they did it.
How they pricked her.
Yes.
Oh, because it wasn't, like, a hug, because it wasn't a hug, but, like, that kind of thing.
Was there something going on
with her dress? Yes.
Did they have to sew something?
No.
Fix it? Oh. Did they put something in her dress that pricked her?
Yes, but there's more to it than that.
Does that do sewing at all?
No.
I feel like they did a lot of sewing back in the day.
Yeah, I know. Because I was thinking, like, if she had, like, a button that came undone, and they just, like, you know.
Did she have to sew something?
No.
Did it have anything to do with any kind of prickly food?
No.
A bug?
No.
A needle?
Yes.
It has to be a needle. To inject
she
poison.
Got injected with poison. It's
well, no, really I mean, it's not. It wasn't like a needle.
Yeah, it's not
like
an injection
that.
Needle.
It's like a needle, like a sewing
like
needle.
It, yeah, like it just happened to have it on the tip,
yeah.
And it's that
okay.
Poison was enough.
Was
yeah.
It a dart?
No. What are those?
Oh, a poison dart. Look, bro.
It's gonna know.
It wasn't a damn sewing needle.
It was a sewing needle.
It was a sewing needle. So did they just accidentally? Did they just like leave
fuckers.
It in her dress?
Like, no.
So they planted it in her dress at the thing, at the event.
Yes, but there's way more to it.
Is there a monkey involved? I mean, like,
I mean, close, but no.
Is an animal involved?
No.
Oh, a bear.
A whale. You got me. The whale printer.
Who do you think did this? That whale is a little out of water.
Yeah, Moby Dick over here is
a little suspicious.
Nice. We're really sure who invited
him. Nobody's sweating.
We should probably question the whale.
You're so fucking dumb.
Okay. The whale's really looking like a fish out of water right now. It looks suspicious.
That was very funny.
We have to figure out like how they got
did
the
she
needle.
Drink it?
Did she drink it? Yeah, no.
So we
bottoms
out,
up!
We have to figure out how they got the needle on her body somehow.
Yes.
Was it in her the back of her body or the was it in the back of her body?
I guess.
You don't know.
And it was in her clothing.
Yes, but there's more to it than just that.
Was it a glove? Like she put a glove on and it was in the glove.
Was she wearing a
shoe?
Dress?
It was a dress.
No, she's wearing a pantsuit. In 1840.
They're like, that man, there's
well, that's Charlie Chaplin.
I found one.
Did it have
they
like
do
what's,
exist.
What's the puffy shit that goes underneath a dress?
Like the not the corset, but
the fluff.
What was that called?
Tulle slip.
No, there's
that's like the tight part that's under your dress. It's a slip. Usually.
The slip.
Name for that.
What the fuck is that called?
But you know,
is that what I'm thinking of?
This is way out of my fucking realm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know where they put the corset on and
a petticoat.
Petticoat.
The fuck is a petticoat?
No, it's not a petticoat.
I'm thinking
of petticoat. That's
like
a different part of
like a.
But then they have the fluffy part that's under the dress that makes
it
poof out.
It's
a
big fluff.
Like the hoop part of the dress.
The hoop.
They could physically step into it.
Well, there is a hoop, I guess.
There is some that do have like ribs that are like
that.
Hoops.
Yes, but she was wearing something like that. Yes.
What the fuck is it called? Do you know that?
I don't know.
In the
it
car?
Doesn't say it. It says hoop in here.
Okay.
Oh, that's dumb.
So
does it?
It's on the hoop.
Still no.
Oh.
But that's the kind of dress she was wearing.
Oh my god.
She was wearing a big like poofy.
Yes.
But it was
what the fuck is that called?
In the dress, not like in her shoes or stockings.
It was in the dress,
and they slipped it in there somehow before she put the dress on.
Let's come back to that.
It doesn't say what.
What.
You got the why.
Oh,
pretty
I was
much.
Right when I said that.
When did we get the why?
It is
you
a petticoat.
It was literally
jealous.
Just jealousy. Just the why.
Yeah.
It is a petticoat. I was right.
If I fucking killed a bitch every time I was jealous, damn. I'd be doing life. I'd be doing three lives.
So, Miss Meriwether.
So she already had the dress on. Sorry, I missed that part.
Like, was
it? It doesn't tell me how. It doesn't tell me when they got it in the dress.
Oh, okay.
What? You're never gonna get this. It's so fucking out of nowhere.
Is it part of this like solution?
Yes.
Okay.
Charity had some servants. Well, how would okay,
with a
Jasmine,
needle poison?
Does Jasmine live with them?
No.
Well, how's a servant gonna put the needle in the dress?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me that.
Oh, that's not the part we're trying to figure out.
No, you need to know
how she got punctured.
Yes.
She sat down and it punctured her.
No. She was in a line.
Yeah.
So did she just kind of get bumped?
Pumped?
No.
It wasn't like bumped in any way. It wasn't like a handshake.
Nope.
It was in her dress.
I know.
And it's like, activate, no.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Right in the titty. It's how you do a handshake. Titty handshake. I love those.
If you know where the needle is in the dress, will it help us figure out how it happened? Would it make more, does it make sense, like, how it happened?
I mean, the way that it happened is insane. That's all I'm going to say.
So a series of events had to occur in order for this to happen.
Yes.
It had to occur in a certain way.
Did they dance?
Did they dance?
But
did
it happened they? In the receiving line.
It doesn't
line.
Say.
Oh.
So was she walking through the receiving line to go say congratulations or whatever to the
did
people?
Did she trip?
Yeah, I guess. No.
Did they put the needle in the dress before she got in the line?
I don't. It doesn't tell
me. Needle on the record.
Wow.
Matt is so,
it's so
done
over
with us.
That's an oldie.
I'm over it. Is it the needle and the spoon?
Needle in the haystack.
I thought it was a fork and a spoon took a trip to the moon.
Needle and a spoon.
It's a needle? I thought it was a fork.
And a needle and a spoon. Yeah, because it's heroin. That's, that whole song is about heroin.
I'm thinking of the nursery rhyme.
What?
You're thinking of the man in the moon. The cow jumped over the moon, looked like glad to see such sport, and the dish ran away from the spoon.
Yes! I thought I'm
thinking
of
the nursery rhyme.
I thought I was like, Leo!
Yeah, I. Yeah.
That's. Take a trip to the moon.
Alright, anyway. Think of the most outrageous ways. Like, think way out of the fucking box.
Like, she blew up!
She farted and blew out.
She got spit out by a whale.
I'm so fucked.
She got swallowed by a whale.
Yep. Okay. It was all the whale.
She made out of wood.
All the whale.
Did her nose grow when she lied?
I feel like it was a splinter.
No, she's not Pinocchio.
It's definitely a needle, though, right?
Okay. Did she? I don't fucking know.
So nothing
did,
happened.
Was it casual? Like, because she was just standing and she said, ouch.
Yeah, ouch. I mean,
did she sneeze?
No.
And then fell over and died.
No.
Did somebody else have to do something to trigger for this to occur?
Yes.
Did they sneeze on her?
No.
Did they trip and fall into her?
No.
They spook her?
No.
So she's standing in line. She's standing in the receiving line.
Yeah.
All right. So does 1840 have to do anything with it? Like, does something take place? Like, it's one of those historical things that aren't historical?
I don't think so.
Does him being a doctor matter?
I mean, that's just where they got the poison from, but that's not.
Okay.
Like, it says you have to find that, but it doesn't say that you. It doesn't say you have to find it either. So
it's just in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because doctors have poison.
So
well, they just have.
When she got pricked.
Yes.
You say the needle was already in the dress. So if the needle was already in the dress, then somebody else at that point had to do something to her to make her get pricked? Or when I said somebody else.
How many times can we say pricked in one sentence? Let's
prick,
count.
Prick.
Jesus.
So, because what I said earlier, did somebody else have to do something for the series of events to take place for her to get pricked?
Did
somebody else, after the needle was already in her dress, did somebody else have to come up to her and do something to make that needle fit her?
Technically, yes.
But was it a person?
They did spook her.
Okay.
Was it a servant still?
Yes.
So the servant put the needle in the dress and did whatever had to be done in order for her to get pricked.
I hope it's not this hard for me to get pricked. Goddamn.
So over this one.
And it was something insane.
Something crazy.
It's just it's the
they
craziest
had sex just in the line.
It's the craziest pricking ever.
They're crazy mother prickers.
No one's been pricked is the way this one's been pricked.
Did you say crazy mother prickers?
Yeah.
Okay, so
where's Sally? Right there.
She had the needle. Okay, the clues. I don't want to know what they are, but have we already gotten them?
No.
Neither of them? Neither of them?
Not really. I mean, No, not really.
Can we get a clue?
No.
Are you?
Did the servant just fucking push her?
We obviously don't know.
Was
the room with
she
whales.
She was standing
and...
still. She was just standing there, and ouch, fall over and die. Yeah. So, and that was.
I hate when that happens.
Crazy.
Yeah. Is it a male servant or a female servant?
It was a female servant.
Did she tell Jasmine? Oh, there's something wrong with your hair, or this is off a little bit.
Your shoes untied. She bent over and
what? Oh, what bitch in the dress is wearing sneakers?
They probably had boots.
No, yeah, like
undone.
Yeah. No, they didn't tell her anything.
They didn't say. They
went
to
up to her and
to her
to somebody else.
Yes,
it was like, so hey, back up two steps and fall on this bitch and make this needle go into her.
Did they tell someone else something bad about Jasmine? To make them mad at her?
Like, no. Just throw a punch.
They were just a servant. They were just doing what they're fucking told.
So the servant
they were on a plantation. She's a fucking slave. Why are we saying so, servant at this point?
Was she like, so, here, have a drink?
No.
So the servant told somebody else.
No.
Oh, you just said
somebody
yes.
told the servant to do something.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, we got that figured out.
Yes.
I thought you meant there was somebody else.
No.
There was, oh. So the servant did something.
But didn't say anything to her, Jasmine. Didn't say a single word to her.
She,
no.
Did she take something from Jasmine?
No.
Did she put something onto Jasmine?
No.
Did they just brush by her?
No.
And when they, like, bumped hips, it stabbed her?
No.
She
okay. Was the needle in the top part of the dress?
No.
In the bottom part of the dress?
Yes.
Around her, like, butt?
I don't know. It doesn't give specifics.
It just says bottom half.
Just the bottom half?
Yes.
Of
so
the dress.
Give me a
yes.
So she got pricked somewhere, probably, I mean, if it's a hoop dress.
Was the servant, like, send in the hounds, and, like, the dog ran in and just,
well,
like,
no.
I don't fucking know.
So if it's a hoop dress, the dress is going to be out like this. So the
yeah.
only part of her body that it's going to be touching her skin.
Was he,
is
like,
be
mopping and sweeping? And
it,
just,
it wasn't a he, it was a she.
She, what the fuck ever.
It does matter.
Oh, it
but
matters?
See? I mean, kind of.
So the only part.
You acted like I was stupid when I asked if it was a boy or girl.
Did the servant go to help with the hoop? Did he help with like the hoop?
She
helped with
no.
the hoop.
So, but I'm saying the only part of the dress that would touch her would be in this area.
That's
yeah.
still not where she got pricked.
What the fuck? She's wearing a hoop dress.
They bumped into the hoop and
no.
it's
no.
Like,
did the servant touch Jasmine at all?
Yes.
After the needle.
No.
So she put the needle in the dress while Jasmine had it on at the party.
I guess so.
How can you guess so?
Because it doesn't tell me exactly when she put it in.
It I think you got it. She has
no, you know, you're missing one gigantic fucking part. But it is
because
something that
guilt.
You would not just think of.
But wait. Okay.
But wait, there's more.
Literally.
Bullshit.
So, okay. This is why, this is where it's confusing. It
I
understand.
No,
it has
confusing.
To be more specific.
We're
okay,
a divorce
the servant, yeah, the servant had to put the needle in the dress at the party unless the servant is Jasmine's servant.
She's not Jasmine's servant.
Okay, so that servant is not at Jasmine's house.
No.
So when Jasmine got dressed, she got dressed at her own home. I doubt she got dressed at the party. So the needle was placed in the dress at the time of the pricking?
No.
Before the pricking.
Yes.
Somehow this needle got her dress.
Yes.
Did Jasmine go to the bathroom? Did she get
laid down? Or
does it matter when the needle got put in there or how?
Because
she
I'm trying
sad.
To figure out. Because the weird part is that the needle's already in the dress, and then the servant has to go and
is
do something.
Is the needle not
again.
In the dress?
It is in the dress.
But then the servant had to go back after putting the needle in the
no.
dress and do something.
No.
That's why I asked before. You said yes.
Was the servant in the dress?
Yes.
The servant was in the
yes.
dress.
Yes.
Was it a midget servant?
Yes.
It was a midget servant.
Yes.
And they were just
door.
In the dress.
Crawled in the fucking dress and went, think.
Yes.
And then just popped back out.
Yes.
Oh my God. Who had midget servants?
And who would feel their dress like come up and then go back down and then come back up again?
I don't know how fucking drunk this bitch was.
What the fuck? What? How did we even
did
get to that part?
I don't. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Somebody said, is she in the dress? And then
and
I
like,
said
yeah.
midget.
I
yes.
said it,
that's
the servant was in the
crazy.
Dress.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes.
I thought you meant in the dress, like was wearing
no.
a dress. That's when I was
like
wait.
In the dress, like in
like
the
physically
hoop.
In it.
Yeah.
Yes.
with Jasmine.
Yes.
Without her knowing.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that
it? Pricked her, and then the little midget came out, and then she dropped dead.
How little is this midget? There's no dwarf.
Oh, it's a dwarf.
Yes. Sorry, it's a dwarf.
All right. The story. The wait. Clues also what?
No, there's no way. That's it.
No.
Get it.
Hold on. What
did we get?
We got why, which is jealousy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the how was
well,
crazy.
Did we really get the why?
It was jealousy.
Just jealousy.
I mean, like
she's jealous of Jasmine because of Ambrose
because she's just pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was trying to seduce him.
Okay. Right. Go so, ahead. Read the thing.
So the clues were that Jasmine's a man stealer. And that Charity's maid was a dwarf.
Well, that's an obvious
giving it away.
An obvious clue.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they give like a weird worded,
thing. Yeah.
Like her servant was shorted or
was shorted in some aspect of their life.
Yeah.
It's by their legs, actually. Edit. I'm gonna pee my pants. Why are you editing that out? It's funny. Is it offensive to dwarves?
I don't know. We call them minions too. I don't think we can anymore.
We can. It's in the story. Charity knew that her pending marriage was in jeopardy because Jasmine was seducing Ambrose.
Jesus Christ.
Ambrose. The day of the party, Charity dipped a hat pin into. Curare? I don't know how to say that word. It's C-U-R-A-R-E.
Quarry.
Quarry? That's a poison. So sure.
It is. I've heard it somewhere.
A quick acting poison from Ambrose Dispensary.
Jesus Christ.
Ambrose.
So I hurt.
Bow, bow.
I'll try again.
Ambrose.
Charity knew that her pending marriage was in jeopardy because Jasmine was seducing Ambrose. The day of the party, Charity dipped a hat pin into Curare or whatever the fuck, quick acting poison from Ambrose's dispensary. She gave the poison pin to her Venezuelan dwarf maid.
It is Spanish! Yes. Why do you think I kept saying it like that?
Just the chip was Venezuelan.
They're all Venezuelan.
No. They're in the South. There wasn't Venezuelans in freaking Georgia in the 1840s.
I'm not saying our South.
What do you think had Florida for the first beginning of the world?
Yeah.
The Spaniards.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, the Spaniards.
The Spaniards
we took
from
Florida.
Spain.
We took Florida from the Spaniards. Yes.
Yes.
So anyway. She gave the poison pin to her Venezuelan dwarf maid, who then cleverly hid with it under Charity's hoop. Oh, I'm wrong. She was under Charity's huge hoop skirt. I thought she was under the other bitch's skirt.
That makes more sense.
Does it? How
yes.
would you have figured it out that it was under her skirt, not the other bitch's skirt?
Well, we probably wouldn't have, but it makes more sense.
It
because
does make
when
more
she
sense.
Comes
when
over
she comes
to
up
receive
to, she
her,
just, like,
exactly.
through each
and I'm
dress.
Like, how does nobody see this? I was like, how
yeah,
does
or feel the...
How did she get underneath the other chick's skirt to fucking...
Just go through
it. My hat pin's only that fucking big.
Yeah, but they hugged.
During the party, the dwarf... I don't know how to say this word either. Adroitedly moved with... moved with Charity while hiding under the skirts, like made it look like.
Right.
Yeah.
They just walked together.
As Charity talked to Jasmine in the receiving line, she signaled the dwarf by tapping her on the head. The dwarf then bent down, lifted Charity's.
You're good. Go ahead. The hell is that? Sorry. The crabs are acting up again.
The dwarf then bent down, lifted Charity's skirt a little, and jabbed Jasmine in the ankle.
Oh, so she
ankle fired.
What the poison happened?
We can't do this whole episode. We offended everyone.
Within minutes, Jasmine was gone with the pin, and so were Charity's worries about losing her beloved Ambrose. The solution, investors must discover that the jealous Charity hid her dwarf maid under her hoop skirt with a poison hat pin. The maid jabbed Jasmine in the ankle with a pin, causing her death. So apparently I am high, because I can't fucking read, but that's That makes more sense.
Well, but still, we had a mystery and some history.
You're welcome.
Mystery and history.
And also, like, imagine being a dwarf lesbian in that time. It's time that skirt. Don't even know you're there. You're like, you're good. Thanks, babe. Get out.
That one was wacky.